Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I do have Mr. David Griffin's on the phone with us. Griff, how you doing?
Deuce, I'm doing really well, man. Really excited to be on with you. When they told me it was going to be you and not Christian, I said, Deuce on the loose, count me in.
Well, I surely appreciate it, and definitely thank you for taking a little bit of your of time out of your schedule for us to be able to talk. And so my goal and my job is to continue to grow this product as far as our basketball team is concerned. And then, and I just want to get your opinion on that, on some of the things that we have to continue to do, just because this is a team that, well, not this necessarily team, but basketball left the city of New Orleans for a while. And so it's starting to, we want to grow that fan base. And I think it's only right that we do our part in, continue to push this Pelicans team and the product that we have. And just want to get your overall feel, of how we continue to do that in the city of New Orleans, as well as the region.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing is it's on us to put together a product and a team that people identify with. And Coach Van Gundy, from the beginning in his very first press conference, he talked about the fact that what we want to be is a team that's ready anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. And that's what our fan base is. That's what they deserve from us. And I think we've gone out of our way to bring in guys that are of that mindset. And I know from a coaching perspective, we're going to coach to that. So Won't Bow Down wasn't meant to be a slogan. It was meant to be who we are. And I think we're much closer to that. And because of that, I think we've got a product the fans are going to really embrace.
Well, I definitely think that we'll continue to grow that fan base. And I think, it's something that it'll be a part of us. And when you talk about teams in the past, we've tried to play maybe at a fast pace. And you talked about Coach Van Gundy and how, and some of the personnel that he's brought in, some of the players that he's brought in, and listening to some of the things he said, I think this team wants to hang its hat on defense. Do you think that that's really, and not that it's going to be a shift, a dramatic shift, but that's one of the areas that we feel like that we have to get better in as far as defense and whether it's rebounds, et cetera?
Well, I think if you look at his career as a head coach, the defensive side of the ball has been an area that he's excelled in. I think it's something that his teams in Detroit, when our Cleveland teams played them in the playoffs, they were as prepared for literally every single thing we were going to throw at them as you could be. So he'll have that done from a scheming standpoint. We went really heavy on defense, culture, and character and the players we brought in, because we've got guys that our elite talent is really athletic and we can play really fast. But what that requires is that you defend and you get the defensive rebound. And because of that, I think you're going to see us, unlike last year where we played fast just all the time, I think you're going to see us play fast off of defensive stops. That's an area that Coach is really focused on. And maybe you'd call us a much better counter-punching team this year. And we're going to be focused more on getting stops and running off of those.
Well, and a lot of times also you talk about set plays or even out of bounds, finishing the game, finishing the halves, just doing a better job in those 2 to 3 minute moments to be able to say, hey, look, we are going to either finish the game a certain way or we know certain set plays we can go out and execute, and I think when you have a veteran team, you can allow them to be able to call some of their own plays, but maybe a younger team where you're trying to set a culture, you want that head coach to be able to do a little bit more. Is that something that you guys are going to probably lean on as well a little bit more?
Yeah, I think you're going to see us lean more on coach in circumstances like that and draw more specific plays up to get specific guys shots. And the reason for that, and you pointed it out, is we're very young. So it's not a situation where you could say unequivocally, we know how to run the offense ourselves. And I think Stan and his staff are going to really try to take advantage of the fact that Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson can get into really special positions on the floor, but they need some help in knowing which ones of those positions to go to at what time. And so I think coach is going to really do a good job of bringing that talent together and make us a much more cohesive product in big, tight moments and games.
Yeah, speaking with David Griffin, Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, and Coach, I want to ask you a couple questions about how the adjustment of not having the bubble like you had down in Orlando and having to travel to different stadiums. Has the NBA kind of given you that protocol exactly, or that's something still a work in progress as far as how they're trying to handle everything with that?
Well, I think not unlike the NFL, we're trying to figure it out. I think it's going to be a work in progress for a while. I know the league and the Players Association are talking to each other about different things we can do to quarantine on the road, in hotels, and try to keep everybody locked down together. But I also think that's not terribly realistic in many circumstances. So ultimately, what we're going to have to do as a team is impress upon our teammates how important it is to take care of themselves and that every decision they make for themselves impacts the whole. And if we're mindful of that, if we're a team that does a better job of taking care of ourselves, we're going to win a hell of a lot more games because many teams won't do that. I mean, in the NFL version, you saw what happened with the Ravens by way of example. Well, if that happens in the NBA, that could cost you 10, 12 games. You know, we don't have that luxury. So I think we're going to have to do a really good job of impressing upon everybody how much bigger this is than just themselves.
And Griff, I have to ask you, has the NBA thought about, or, you know, is that an option? Or I guess you can always call them up from the D League, but will they allow you maybe to carry more players just because of COVID, like the NFL kind of loosened up their roster restrictions?
I think they won't let us carry more players, but I think we may have a bigger active roster. So historically, you can carry up to 15 and only have 13 actives. I think what they're doing, because they're going to allow us to have 17, including our two-way players, I think you may see them give us an active roster of 15 guys. And so they've given us some flexibility that we didn't have in the past with our two-way players. We'll be able to keep those guys with us all year, and their salary won't impact the salary cap at all. So they are giving us a little bit of flexibility. If it's not more players, it's certainly an easier way to keep them around.
And I know that you guys are kind of like on the NFL side as far as fans and stadium capacity-wise. Is that something that, I mean, you have to adhere to the local and state regulations, but is that something that you guys are still working your way through as well as far as fans are concerned?
Yeah, so we're one of only five teams in the league that will have fans starting as early as our preseason game. And Dennis Lauscha and his team on the business side have done a really, really good job of mapping out what that looks like. They've been interfacing with the city and the state in terms of what it needs to look like to meet all of those social distancing criteria. So I think you'll see us be pretty forward thinking in that space. We want as many of our fans present as we can possibly have. And so Dennis and his team have worked really hard on bringing about the reality that we will be one of only five teams with fans there.
Speaking with David Griffin, Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, and Griff, I got to ask you as far as the expectations for this team. We knew the timeline, you know, really with Drew and him, giving him the opportunity to kind of compete right now. But with this team, I mean, I think the push with, you know, just Zion being in his second year, some of that group being together at least last year, maybe a different head coach, but the push for this team, I think, obviously, long term, we know it's playoff you know, contender, top four seed every year. But right now, this year, you know, do you think that you have enough of the right pieces to make that push, at least to qualify for the playoffs, particularly how they have the rules set aside?
Well, this is certainly the period of time where hope springs eternal at every NBA team, and,
yes,
and we're no different. We're looking at the roster we have, and we've got guys that are about the right things. We've gone really, really heavy on guys that are ultra-competitive human beings. We're very much going to be of the mindset to compete for every position during training camp. And because of that, and because of the elite talent we have in the Brandon Ingram and the Zion Williamson and Lonzo Ball, the guys that we have that can play at a really high level that are young kids, coupled with the veterans and Bledsoe and Steven Adams that we have, we're excited. J.J. Redick is very excited about the group we have together. So I think I know one thing. This team is going to compete at a level that everybody in our fan base is proud of. And if we do that and we stay healthy, I think the results will take care of themselves.
I agree 100% with you right there. If they go out there and compete, that's all we could ask. You know, that's all we could ask. And just, you know, I know every day, every game that you go out and play, you may not feel like that you have it, but if we could just go out and compete, you know, I think that they'll make that fan base extremely proud. Griff, I definitely appreciate you being able to come on with me, and I look forward to being able to talk a little hoops with you a little bit more. And I'm pulling for the Pelicans, and I can't wait to be able to catch you guys. And I know camp starts this Sunday, and wishing you all the best of luck as well as health. And thank you for taking a little time to be able to talk to me.
Thanks so much, Deuce. Good to be with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.